the Great Seal of the United States. I understand that some people might consider this entire interpretation of Great Pyramid prophecy to be numerology, and therefore lacking in any scientific credibility. However, no one can deny that this same symbolic message of a returning capstone was forever enshrined on the reverse side of the Great Seal of the United States, the strange symbol of a single eye inside a gleaming white triangle, descending onto a 13-course pyramid, has appeared on every U.S. dollar bill in circulation since the 1930s. The Great Seal was first proposed on the very day the Declaration of Independence was signed, July 4, 1776. Thomas Jefferson commissioned a French West Indian portrait painter named Eugene Pierre du Simitier to create the original design, which was then approved by Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and John Adams. Even in these earliest versions, the Eye of Providence, a single eye gleaming with light, appears over the pyramid. The original phrase that was written around the pyramid was Deo favente perennis. Deo means God, as well as the open sky, and something that is charged with the brightness of day. The word favente means favor, befriend, support, and back up, and perennis means continual, everlasting, perpetual, perennial, and eternal. So a loose translation would be, God supports us eternally. In Latin, the word perennial means yearly, something that repeats every year. So this could be another reference to the great year of precession. God supports the great year. Some of the earliest American currency featured the unfinished pyramid as the main symbol on the front, although in this case, the Eye of Providence did not appear at the top. As we now know, the pyramid is also a betel, the symbol of the pineal gland in many ancient cultures. Perhaps the Founding Fathers felt the inclusion of this obviously Masonic symbol, the awakened pineal gland, or third eye inside a triangle, would be too controversial for the early American colonists. In this case, the word perennis was written overhead by itself. By 1782, later revisions of the Great Seal changed the wording to what we now see, with Anuit Septus on the top and Novus Ordo Seclorum on the bottom. These phrases make the message even clearer. The word Anuit means to favor or smile on, often by nodding approval. And the word Septus means undertaking, as well as beginning, starting, and commencing. When we include the Eye of Providence as a symbol of God, the phrase thus translates as, God has favored our beginnings. However, there's deeper symbolism in this phrase as well. The word Anuit is related to other Latin words that mean yearly, and this is where we get the word annual from. One translation of the Latin word annui is a yearly payment. So Anuit Septus can also mean the great year begins. The payment we are expected to get from the great year appears to be written into the symbol itself, namely the transformation of the earth, where the precessional cycle begins again. This message is made much clearer when we delve into the mysterious roots of the phrase Novus Ordo Seclorum, which was incorporated into the Great Seal of the United States in 1782 by Charles Thompson. The official record openly states that Thompson was inspired by line 5 of Virgil's fourth eclogue, which we will discuss shortly. The original Latin reads Magnus ab integro seclorum nascitur ordo, and it is interpreted to mean, end the majestic roll of circling centuries, begins anew. This sounds very much like a description of the great cycle of precession, describing the majestic roll of circling centuries that now begins anew, creating a golden age in the process. The Great Roman Oracle. In my early years of intensive research, circa 1994, I found a direct quote from C.A.L. Totten, a first lieutenant in the 4th Artillery of the U.S. Army, who explained the deeper meaning of the Great Seal. This was published as a letter he wrote to Charles J. Folger, the Secretary of the Treasury, on February 10, 1882. The all-seeing eye is one of the oldest hieroglyphics of the deity. The triangle also is a Kabbalistic symbol of the most remote antiquity. The descent of the mystic eye and triangle in the form of a capstone to this mysterious monument, the Great Pyramid, of all times and nations, is to us as a people most pregnant with significance. The motto, Novus Ordo Seclorum, is a quotation from the 4th Eclogue and was borrowed in turn by Virgil from the mystic Sibylline records. Totten goes on to give the exact quote, which is stunning. But first, let's explore the mystic Sibylline records in greater detail so we understand the context. In the early days of the formation of Rome, the name Sibyl was derived from the Greek word Sibylla, which meant a woman who gives prophecies, also known as an oracle. The oracle at Delphi hosted the mysterious Omphalos stone, a symbol of the pineal gland that was also believed to be a direct telepathic conduit to the god Apollo. There were 10 famous Sibyls throughout the ancient world, including Persia, Libya, Delphi, Samos, Samaria, Erythrea, Tiber, Marpessus, and Phrygia. But the most highly revered was the Sibyl of Cumae, who lived in a cave near Naples. Cumae was the first Greek colony founded in Italy in a volcanic region near Mount Vesuvius. In 1932, the Sibyl of Cumae's cave was discovered, dispelling rumors that she was only a myth, and it had a 60-foot-high ceiling and a 375-foot-long passage leading into it. The Sibyl wrote her prophecies on oak leaves, which she then left outside the cave at any one of 100 different entrances. If no one came to pick them up when they arrived, they simply blew away in the wind.